I sure do love RBT. I'm glad God crossed our paths. You know, I'll never forget my induction into them. I met, you know, these young people, Brother Barry, at another camp. And then he preached a meeting for us. And then y'all came to Light on the Mountain. About killed me. Just wore me out that week. And I realized there's a Tennessee takeover on the horizon. We have literally in a week, we've done a little bit of everything, haven't we? I mean, it's just amazing what God has allowed us to experience. I got a text very late last night, and I didn't text back to this morning. And I said, I'm amazed by what God did. It's just indescribable. And you feel like you can't do it justice. And then you realize that, and really where my heart is, has been all day today, I've been thinking this. That God doesn't have to duplicate anything. He doesn't have to do it. He doesn't have to say, well, if I'm going to do it, I got to do it the same way. But I am begging God, please move, not to be done this summer and in camp. And God, just to do great. And I'm glad He can. If it was on me, we'd be done. I mean, if it was on me or anybody individually, but it's on Him. I'm glad there's nothing God can't do. And I thought about last night, even last night, we did a little bit of everything. We even did some confessing last night. And I enjoy that, especially when I'm not the one confessing. Everybody was getting right last night, and just the way my messed up mind works, I was thinking, man, I didn't really, you know, catch anything when I was out there playing volleyball. I thought, man, I thought everything was fine. My wife said that's probably because you needed to apologize. So, amen. And then Brother Zach said, I didn't hear anything. I said, you needed to apologize. Lord sure is good to us. I can't thank you enough for letting us be a part of the week. And I want what God wants. And I'm just glad you let me come and be around it, be a part of it. And I'd hate to know RBT Revival Camp was going on. I couldn't be there. And I'm going to be, I mean, praise God, I'll do whatever we need to do. Brother Barry knows he don't have to preach me. I'm honored to get to. Matter of fact, he don't preach me but about half the time anyway. So I love it. God did something for me at 14 that really can only be, I guess, an itch that can only be scratched by what God did this week. I've been in youth camp since I was 13 years old. I didn't get saved the first year I went. I got saved the second year I went. And Light on the Mountain Youth Camps had three camps every year that I've been going. And I've only missed one camp since I was 13. And so I got to just seeing what God's done. And I've been in the glory. And no two camps are the same. I just mentioned this, Brother Barry. I've been in camps where, you know, God moved, but I don't know that I can recollect the time. And I'm not, and I think you understand what I'm saying, but it just seemed like God, every service was, I'm gonna do something this week. I'm speechless by it. But I'm also challenged by it. And I want to see God do it again. And I know God ain't done, and God ain't dead, and God ain't sitting back as we move into next week's youth camp. God ain't sitting back saying, well, I didn't use up all my resources. I can't. No, friend. I'm begging God, do it again, Lord. And then I don't know who else coming second camp at Light on the Mountain that'll be coming from here, but praise God, just bring something, bring it with you. Amen. That's right. I don't want to go into no meeting or youth camp. I don't want to go in inspecting. I want to go expecting. Do it again, Lord. Do it again, God. And we need it, praise God. Brother Bear was on target last night. Entitlement is about to kill us. That we, you know, well, we're this and we're that and we deserve something. I'm praying God just realize how little and low and rotten and dirty we are. And if God don't reach in and touch us, we're in a mess. We're in a mess. But I'm glad God's able, amen. Amen. I'm glad that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could think. Praise God. or ask. I can do above it. I can do it beyond. Last Friday, what we're doing, we were sitting around thinking, it's camp time. Wonder what God's going to do. Wonder how it's going to go. I wonder if Brother Ivan's going to behave. I wonder who's coming. We wonder those things, and then you realize that God, but here we are tonight praising God. We didn't even think God, it wasn't even crossing our mind how big God was. And then God does it. And I want to tell him, I love you, Lord. And I praise your lovely name. Mark chapter number 5. I want to give you just some thoughts tonight. The Lord worked these in my heart a while back in devotion and just painting a picture out. I love the book of Mark concerning showing us the power of Christ. And you find here is a joining time when these will come together. Mark chapter 4, let's stand tonight for just a few minutes if we could. And I know I'm afraid to say this, but there's food out in the fellowship hall. Everybody left camp, went home and slaved over stoves. Baked some more bread. Amen, Miss Donna. Said, I don't want to see any bread for a few weeks. Amen. Mark chapter number 4. I want to begin reading in verse number 37. I'll cover the account, but I want to just read some verses tonight to get our thought. The Bible said, "And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish?" Chapter 5, verse number 1. "And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit." Verse 6 says about this man, "But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshiped him." Verse 22, the Bible says, "And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live." Verse 25 says, "And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment." Thank you for standing. You can be seated tonight. There are four accounts that are joined here by location. They're joined by the time. They're joined by the scripture in which the Lord gives us these events. And we realize that there are four people whose lives are changed. They're never going to be the same after Jesus touches them. But I find that nobody ever received anything until they got desperate. And I want to talk to you tonight about being driven by desperation. Let's pray. Father, I love you and I want to thank you again. God, I can't thank you enough for all that you did on this week. But Lord, I do want to say thank you. And I bless your name. And Lord, tonight you have been so kind to let us see your face, God, to turn and God, to meet with us and to help us, and God, we give you the glory. But Lord, somehow we've tasted you and we've seen that you're good. And God, there's something inside of us that's begging you, God, for more, and knowing, God, that you can do more. God, I pray, Lord, that you'd help us tonight. God, I pray, oh Lord, that we not find a stopping place, but God, that you'd meet with us. God, have your way. And Lord, tonight, may we not quit praying. May we not quit seeking. May we not quit coming. God, till you revive us again. God, do it again. And we'll give you the glory. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. Reading our text tonight, I find that the word desperate means a sense of despair or a sense of hopelessness. I don't know about you, but as I hear testimonies and I'm watching what God did last night, I would say that for a little while, there are some things that seem hopeless. For just a little while, there are some things that seem like, Lord, I know you can, but I don't know if you will. But I'm glad before we pillowed our head last night, we were able to say, God, thank you for doing what only you can do. The word desperate means there's an urgency and desire that I've reached the place where I don't just want it, but I want it more than I've ever wanted anything else. Amen. I don't have everything figured out, but I do know this. I find out that God usually doesn't do anything for those who don't want God to do anything. But I want to be in that crowd that wants God. Do it again, Lord. Chalk me up. Number me off of that crowd that still believes God can do anything and great things and mighty things, and see God do it again. Amen. The word desperation means that there is little effort left and I'm making a final effort. I read about these four accounts here and I'll give them hurriedly, but they had gotten to a place where they're reaching out one more time, praying that God, the Son of God, would meet the needs that they have. Brother Billy, I found out that first of all, the disciples are desperate for Jesus to disperse the storm. In the Christian life, you're going to encounter some storms, amen. And the waves will come and the clouds will get dark. But I'm glad it's never been so dark that, thank God, the Son of God can shine through in my Christian life. If you'll notice in verse number 37, had the Bible saying there arose a great storm of wind and the winds beat in the ship so that it was now full. And I don't know about y'all, but sometimes I miss one miracle while I'm waiting on another miracle. And last time I checked, Brother Barron, I ain't done much fitness. I ain't got no boats, amen, like some of my other friends do. And I wish I'd get to go out with them fishing sometimes, amen. Brother Scott, a boat full of water don't float. I'm glad that I serve a God, Brother Ivan, that can keep me floating while I'm full. And sometimes your plate gets full. And sometimes your burdens get heavy. And you're praying, God, calm the storm. But I'm glad that I serve a God that, yes, he can calm the storm. But I thank God he's the kind of God that can help me keep serving him and keep laboring even though my plate gets full. I don't know this, but I guarantee you there were some folks working camp this week that before you left to come to camp, your plate was pretty full. But somehow the God of heaven reached down. And when you needed strength, thank God there was strength. And when you needed help, thank God there was help. And when you needed mercy, thank God there was mercy. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I do know this. He can keep me floating when things get pretty full in my life. In verse number 38, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And in verse 39, the Bible said, he arose and he rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. Thank God, Jesus gives peace. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Notice this, her and I find out
Not only is there disciples that are desperate for Jesus to disperse the sword, but secondly, there's a demoniac that's desperate for Jesus to deliver him. I look at this text, and I'll be honest with you, Brother Barry, I look at this text, and I always think about salvation and the sinner, but before I get there, the Bible said that this demoniac ran and worshiped him. Here's a demoniac lost without God. He's full of devils, full of demons. He's been controlled by them. And yet he bowed down and worshiped God. And if that man can worship God, then surely you and I can worship God. Whoa! If those that don't know the free pardon from sin can worship God, if those who've never been born again can, you mark it down, surely you and I can magnify God. Surely you and I can exalt Him, for He's saving our soul. He deserves my praise. Amen. Well, tell you, RBT, you're in a rare, amen, you're in a rare class of a church that encourages young people worship. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I'm praying for those churches. When they go back home, I pray worship breaks out. I pray God get all over them. I hope some of those churches get good and nervous. Hey, man, I know the caliber of churches. I know they'll welcome it. I'm just saying, I pray, I hope they go back and not settle for dollar and not settle for three times a week. But God, break it on them and get big on them and worship the King of Kings. You know what happened last night at the service? There were some sinners that got desperate for deliverance. Amen. I still get excited about getting in the birthing room, don't you? I'm trying to get somewhere. I'm about to blow a head gasket. Thirdly, there's a daddy that's desperate for his daughter. I'm glad there were some mamas and some daddies that got desperate for their daughters last night. The Bible said, and behold, verse 22, there cometh a ruler of the synagogue, Jairus by name. Praise God, Miss Jean preached it right a while ago, didn't you? And sometimes you feel like God, He's saving everybody else's baby. It feels like God meeting everybody else's need. You say, preacher, what I do? You don't pound, you don't doubt, you don't criticize. You find you a corner somewhere and go ahead and worship God. You fall at His feet and magnify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And thank God there's a Savior whose attention you can get. Amen. Amen, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know what your tomorrow holds. I don't know what you'll go through. I don't know the battles that we'll face. Sure, they'll come. I want to say thank God that you can still worship Him and get His attention. You can still magnify Him. And God will show up on the scene. Amen. He's desperate. Many of you know what it's like. Have a child with a problem and you can't fix it. Brother Blake, I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. Brother Blake's my friend. I'm just going to tell you, if I'd have drove all the way to wherever we were, somewhere over yonder, I think, or back that way. I don't know where we were. But it'd been well worth it all. I say, Brother Blake and Brother Barry just glorifying God together. Worth it all to see the parents and their babies that camp together just worshiping. It's just worshiping God together and singing together. Oh, the devil tries to tear apart. But there is one who can put a family together. There is one that can reach a daughter. There is one that can reach a boy. There is one that can go. You say, preacher, how do I get God's attention? You fall down his feet and worship God, and we'll be amazed at what God can do. There's a damsel in the text. There's a damsel that's desperate for Jesus to deal with her. Jesus, there's a crowd around. Seemingly the crowd is making things worse. She had, the Bible said that she'd spent all and all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. How many times have you tried to fix it only to find it to get worse? Amen. Only to find you put your hand on it and it only got worse. Brother Scott, we tried to fix it and it only got further. But oh, when it gets out of your hands and it came, man, it gets out of your hands and it gets into his hands. It gets out of your will and it gets into his will. Thank God business is about to pick up. Here's what he said. Bible said, and when she heard, I don't know what she heard, but I know she heard enough to know he is who I need to get to. I thought about those that are desperate. The common ground is this, is that they get over self. The Bible said that Jairus, he's the ruler of the synagogue. Jairus didn't care what anybody else thought about him. He didn't care what the crowd thought. All he knew is that there was a need, and God help us get over ourselves. It doesn't matter what we sound like. It doesn't matter if you can pray like somebody else. All that matters is you get over yourself and realize you need God. Amen. Brother Aaron, I couldn't save justice. You couldn't save justice. Is there anything you wouldn't do to see God do what you've been praying about and asking God to do? I know this. I know this. It's God. It's God's mercy. And I can guarantee you he was pleased with folks touching heaven over these last weeks. They get over self. Those that are desperate, they don't hesitate to call because they know where the answer lies. The Bible compares it to that childlike faith. Your kids get up in the morning, they don't go and ask, Daddy, Daddy, do we have any juice? Do we got any Fruit Loops? And do we, they just go in there, they start looking, they start asking. You know why? Because they've got confidence in the one they're asking. Can I tell you this? You can have confidence in the one you're asking. I don't know what you're dealing with. I don't know what you're carrying. I don't know how far you got to go, but you can have confidence. He can bear the load. I said he can bear the load. He can meet the need. You can have confidence. He can take care of it. Let this sink in. I'm going somewhere. Let this sink in. Everything Jesus did, it didn't diminish his power even a little bit. Hey! I say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. You ready? Common ground. They won't settle without an answer. Now I'm not going to quit calling, and I'm not going to quit praying. That woman said, preacher, how do you know? The Bible said, hear what Jesus said. Jesus said, who touched me? That word touch there doesn't mean that she brushed by him. Everybody was brushing by. That word touch there means to reach out and to grab. There were many there that day that brushed by. There were many there that day who they went by Jesus, didn't get what they needed. But there was one. She didn't come for a miracle. She came for Jesus. And the Bible said she reached out and she touched him. In other words, she wasn't letting go until Jesus had met her need and gave her an answer. Is that not what your mama did? Amen. That's what my mama did. Praise God. Oh no, you're not getting this one, devil. And she went to the prayer closet for her boy. And she wouldn't give up on her boy. And she wouldn't let me go to the world. And she kept praying and kept believing until God answered her prayer. So, Brother John, I feel like I can do much. Oh, but I can pray. Yes. Think about this. Those who are desperate come to the terms of their inability. I can't, but he can. I can't, but he can. Brother Ben, my lists of I can't is pretty big. I'm glad there's nothing he can't do. I want my children to grow up. Of course, they're older now. But I want them to grow up. I want them growing up knowing that he's greater than any superhero. Praise God. He's not just a figment of the imagination. He ain't dead. He don't feel bad. He ain't getting older. He ain't decrepit. He's God. He's God. He's the great I am. He's the first and the last. He's the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the creator. Thank God. And that's my God. Amen. Let me hear this. I thought about this desperation in the text. First of all, there is a cause and a common ground, but thirdly, there's a consolation for those that are desperate. Number one, there's consolation in his reaction. Consider everywhere in our text, the Bible teaches us, first of all, in his reaction, he heard the disciples. Sometimes, Brother Craddock, it's good in the fact that I might not have an answer yet, but it just makes me feel good that he knows. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Can I say that again? Jesus knows all about our struggles. He knows about the ones last week. He knows what's behind you. He knows what's going on now. He knows what's going on tomorrow. It's enough to know that Jesus already knows. There's consolation. He heard the disciples. Number two, there's consolation. He spoke to the demoniac. Everybody had been afraid of him, didn't even know how to talk to him. Is anybody rewinding the last night? Is that what folks, Miss Susan said it, I wanted the relationship. And here's some folks got saved last night, we didn't even know how to talk to you before, and now you're about to talk our ears off, praise God. Glory! I love it, amen. You know what the demoniac was? He was the one that everybody said, yep, it ain't gonna happen. I'm glad in Jesus there ain't no hopeless cases. Somebody needs to hear this tonight. Don't you give up on them. Don't you give up on them. If you give up, there might not be nobody else praying. Don't you give up on them. My wife's here tonight. I won't go in details. And I'm going to be honest with you. I hate to even admit this. My wife didn't. I'll be honest with you. And I've always said she's a whole lot more spiritual than I am, preacher. And I mean that. But I'll be honest with you. My brother-in-law, I'll be honest. I about gave it. Lord, it ain't ever going to happen. It ain't never going to happen. It's just going to be a merry-go-round. It's going to be a merry-go-round. About a month ago on a Monday, I got a call from this stranger. I didn't recognize her voice. Because that voice had been chained and bound up by bitterness and drugs and envy and pride and everything else. I didn't even recognize the voice at first. And then I realized it was my wise brother Anthony. Because I just wanted to tell you, I was going down the road with Brother Phillip, Brother Phillips Willis. He said, we was going down the road, and I realized what I needed to do. I just needed to be saved. I'm talking about somebody you never would have thought would have got in, and the average person would have given up on. But ain't you glad? Thank God there's a Savior who paid too much. He paid too much. He paid too much to give up on. This ain't deep. This ain't deep. This ain't Heracleism. The amount the Lord gave me a few weeks ago. Value is determined by who wants it. The world didn't want him. And the devil didn't want him. And the highfalutin crowd didn't want him. But oh, there was a Savior. I'll want him. I'll want him. I'll take him, praise God. That's exactly where we were. Everybody else gave up on us. Brother Ivan, they said he'll never. You were in youth camp. You were a counselor in youth camp this week. Whoa! Brother Billy, you was leading a youth camp choir. Miss Susan, you was all that. In his reaction, he heard the disciples. He spoke to the demoniac. He saw the daughter. Nobody else saw her. He did. In his reaction, he departed and he went home with Jairus. I like it when the Lord goes home with you. Thinking about this, I pray on every one of them church buses and church vans. Jesus, go home with them. Consolation is in his reaction. Consolation's in his reach. Draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. Consolation is in his revelation. Brother Bear, these four accounts are tied together. It was not about what they needed. It was about who they needed. I'm about done. Stay with me. Caden, think about if we were to write down Miss June and let everybody walk by and tell you their needs. We'd start looking at them needs and they say, well, this needs to happen, and this needs to happen, and this needs to happen. But it wasn't about what. It was about who. You know what Jesus showed us last night, showed us this week? That when I reveal myself, I can do more in just a few minutes than you can do. You know where I learned that at? I learned that at youth camp. Mr. Dammit, I learned that at youth camp. Miss Lily, he can do more. Can't he? We didn't do that. That's Jesus. We couldn't. Their needs are met because somebody got desperate. I believe I can liken desperation to this. Well, several years ago, we were all at youth camp. We was enjoying a good river trip. Having a good time. That good time very quickly. Very quickly. Turned upside down. Felt like an hour. I don't know how long it was. I really don't. But I'll never forget. That more than I wanted anything. I wanted to break that surface. something that I take for granted every day. I just wanted. I didn't want money. Didn't want prestige, popularity. Sir, I didn't want anything. All I wanted, just get right above the water. I want that. Help me, Lord. Help me. I know what he did. The rock of my soul put a rock in the water. Amen. As soon as I bounced off that rock, I got to the rock. When I got to the rock, I got what I needed. When I got to the rock, hey, man. I don't know what you need tonight. I don't know what you're desiring. I don't know what God's going to do at RBT in the days ahead. But oh, if you just get to the rock, if you just get to Jesus, if you let your desperation go a little bit further and pray a little bit harder and claim a little bit more, if you get to the rock, you'll break through the surface. Brother Ben, we tasted. I want more. What are you desperate for? What is it that you want more in life? Breath, water, popularity, money. What do you want more of? Let's stand together. We're standing, the pianist is coming. Folks are already moving. Don't wait, don't wait. Just come right on. Claim everything he done in Jesus' name. But I want more. I want more. I want to go further. I want more. While she plays, I feel the need to say this. Folks are coming, they're getting help. Laying burdens down, picking hope up. Here tonight, and you've never been saved. God's been moving. God's been saving. God's been dealing with your heart. He wants you. He wants you. But you got to want him. He will not bypass your will to save you. But oh, if you'll come to him, he'll save you tonight. I just want God. I just want God. I just want him. If you'll get there, God will help you. God will help you.